McConnell Center in Gainesville, UF senior volleyball player Tangerine Wiggs gears up to begin another tough match. Wiggs has been a pivotal member of the Florida volleyball team for 3 years and an important part of the squad's success. Week after week, practice after practice, and set after set, she has put in 101% to her preparation. But it's all for nothing if she's not wearing the right socks on game day.
I have to wear the orange socks with the Nike check. I've done it ever since I got here. One game, I think last year, I actually forgot socks and I went into a panic. Taylor Unruh saved me with a pair of Nike check socks. There have been times where, you know, I've had a bad game and I thought, you know, maybe I should switch to blue, but I go back, I just can't stand to not wear the Nike or socks. So no matter whether I have a bad game or a good game, I still go back. It's just a weird superstition of mine.
As the old saying goes, practice makes perfect. But for many athletes, simply training hard isn't enough. Whether it's a specific pregame meal, some kind of good luck shirt, or a pump-up playlist, just about everyone has some type of superstition or ritual that gets them in gear. For UF soccer player Kat Williamson, it's a matter of doing things in the right order.
I never put on my left shoe before my right, so everything is right shoe, right shin guard, left shin guard, and then I put on my captain's band last. And it just makes me feel better. And then I have to have a what's called Spark. It's an Advocare product, and it's like a energy, like healthy energy with vitamins. And I mixed it together with fruit punch before our Miami game that we lost, so I'll never do fruit punch again. So I stick to lemon lime now.
Williamson's routine actually begins long before she even gets to the field.
I've always been kind of an anxious person, so I just like to, I have like lucky sports bras that I have to wear certain games, and I usually just put on my uniform probably in the morning for like a 7 o'clock game at night, so it just, you know, it calms me a little bit.
As for Williamson's head coach, Becky Burley, life is much simpler before a match.
Emily braids my hair before every game, Emily, our trainer. That's my only ritual.
Superstitions in sports are timeless. In the 1982 NCAA Hoops Championship, Michael Jordan's lucky shorts found their magic as he and the Tar Heels won it all. Jordan wore those same shorts during every single game he played in the NBA. Superstitions don't discriminate by sport either. Former Mets reliever Turk Wendell used to brush his teeth in between every inning throughout his 11-year MLB career. In fact, some superstitions catch like wildfire and spread throughout a team and a league. Cue the NHL playoff beard. So what makes players so superstitious? What makes them believe that all this, well, craziness, actually makes them better or more prepared? Former Florida football player and coach Lee McGriff says routines and rituals give athletes structure, which ultimately helps ease their mind.
It's also something tangible, practical right then that you go through that you say, I'm going to do good because everything's in order. You know, I've done everything right. It's going to be right. Mm-hmm. And it gets you in a frame of mind. And that's really what I think those superstitions are about.
McGriff says some of his coaching rituals were so important, he'd often sneak away to complete them.
For me, it was both practical and real, but I used to have to run before the game, find the time to run. And there's really no time to do it. And, of course, back when I was coaching, not so much with Doug Dickey, but with Charlie Pell, he didn't. He thought that was, if he caught you doing something like that, he would think you weren't preparing. So it was, how do I sneak away and go get this run in? But it was part of my ritual.
During his playing days, McGriff also was very superstitious. He carried around a very interesting good luck charm despite being a part of the Gator Nation.
An older guy who'd been a minister at a Presbyterian church here in Gainesville gave me a Buckeye for good luck. And I carried that Buckeye with me the entire time. It was not in the game, but it was always with me.
As long as athletes around the world continue to believe superstitions give them an edge over their opponents, or at least the ability to keep it together while playing them, the tales of their wacky methods will only grow. Whether or not these rituals and routines actually work, well, I guess that's just a matter of perception. Reporting for ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Zach Blobner.
Back, pressure up front. He throws to McGriff. Left side, he's got it. 20, 10, 5!